August the 1st, know the word. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning. This immediately takes us back to Genesis, the first book of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In Genesis 1, verse 1. Whatever else John is going to say, he wants us to see in his book the Creator God acting in a new way with his greatly loved creation. The long story that began in Genesis is reaching the climax the Creator always intended. And it will do this through the Word. The climax of Genesis chapter 1 is the creation of human beings made in God's image. The climax of John chapter 1 is the arrival of the ultimate human being, the Word made flesh, in chapter 1 verse 14. When I speak a word, it is in some sense part of me. It expresses my thinking. It expresses something of who I am, and yet our words have a life that seems independent of us. Our words can change the way others think and live. Think of, "I love you," or "you're fired." In completely contrasting ways, these words create new situations. People's lives change because of them. In the Old Testament, God regularly acted by means of his word. What he said happened, and not just in Genesis chapter 1. God's word is the one thing that will last. Even though the once living things on earth all die, God's word going out from his mouth is seen to bring life, healing and hope to Israel and the whole creation. This is all part of John's choice of the word here to describe Jesus. John probably expected some readers to see that this opening verse says about Jesus what some writers had earlier said about wisdom. Many Jewish teachers had grappled with the question, how can God be both intimately involved with his world and yet separate to it? Their answer lay in wisdom, and especially how it finds expression in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 12 to 31. Other Jewish leaders saw God's promise that his special presence would dwell in the temple in Jerusalem, answered the dilemma of God's oneness with his creation and yet separateness to it. But the idea of the word would also make some readers think of the Stoic ideas of the word as divine reason pervading and giving order to creation, or of Philo's writings where the word denotes the mind of God, the agent of creation and the mediator between God and the creation. So when John chose to introduce Jesus as the word, he was using a term in wide circulation and one which drew on a broad existing understanding. Do you know the Word? Not, do you know about the Word, but do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Nothing in this life is more important than knowing him. This remained Paul's heartfelt desire throughout his ministry life. I want to know Christ, as in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Make it yours.